This week's show is brought to you by an Oedipus Complex.
And I guess that's why they call it the news.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Things That Are News, the show where a couple guys hang out and talk about all the things that happened in the world this week.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right.
Just all right?
It's hot.
Yeah. It's hot. The world's a weird place. It's
scary.
But we're going to talk about some things that could or could not be news.
It's going to be scary, isn't it? Do you have scary news?
It's like a mix. Some of it's happy.
As long as there's some happy.
Yeah.
Do you have panda news?
I wish I had panda news.
Can you make up fake panda news?
Okay, I got a side panda news in there somewhere.
Just slip it in.
Okay. So
what happened in the world this week, Bailey? What's going on?
Trump's name is being removed from the Trump Tower in Toronto.
Like physically? Or like metaphorically.
Like physically. They've taken the big Trump off the top of it.
What, is it just Tower now?
It just has no sign. It only had Trump on it.
Oh, yeah, it didn't say Trump Tower. It just said Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where that is, to be honest. I've never seen it.
It's on King Street somewhere.
Oh, I don't go to King Street.
Yeah, it's in the real fancy pants area.
Yeah, it's not my scene.
Yeah, no, well, Trump Tower isn't many people's scene.
That's fair. What was it, a hotel?
Yeah, it was a hotel slash, like, rich person hotel where you, like, it's your apartment, but you rent it for, like, a month if you're a ballin' actor.
Yeah, if you're, like, living in,
the
city for a bit.
Yeah, you get a suite there.
Yeah.
For a minute. But it's useless anyways because they just kind of franchised it. Like, it was just his franchise name.
Yeah.
So I just wonder is it still going to be called Trump Tower? Like, do you think they just took the title off, but they're still going to use the name in general?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who's so, his company, I guess I'm fiddling with that. It's probably
glad. Yeah, it is.
So it's his company, right?
Yeah.
They're like, we don't want
to... Well, no, it's kind of like a McDonald's. Like, the guy builds the building.
Yeah.
Trump puts up capital to build the hotel, and, like, part of the contract is that his name has to be on it.
Okay.
So it's like a development deal. So Trump doesn't own it. It just has to have his name on the business.
Okay.
So the guy can choose to take the big Trump sign down, but he can't necessarily change it from Trump Towers. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I just don't know what he'd do.
Yeah, you just fucked. You're fucked with that name forever.
Yeah, now you're Trump Tower.
I'm sure you could pay the fucking president of the United States a couple million dollars to get the name off of it.
Yeah.
That's the scary part. You gotta bribe the most powerful man ever to do a business deal now.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. It's a pretty shit position to be in.
Like, how... That's...
Don't do business with Trump, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Sean Spicy couldn't deal with it.
Sean Spicy... had the world's shittiest job, though.
Yeah, I know. And he deserved to retire.
Yeah.
There's always... All the reporters always said he was a good guy before, too. So they were super confused that he was, like, real nice. Those photos of him, he was the Easter Bunny before for the White House.
That's funny.
You never saw that?
No.
There's, like, photos of him in the Easter Bunny costume during the Obama administration.
Just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has to deal with Trump's bullshit all the time.
Man, no wonder now it's Sarah Huckabee Sanders...
Good fucking luck, lady.
I just... My only Trump rant for the day is I hate that he can have, like, such a lucrative business empire and still be president. Like,
no, why not?
It's wacky. It's not fair. You can't. Like, people would be going nuts if Obama owned a chain of fucking... I was about to say every racist restaurant possible. There was no way I could make a good joke there. I really wanted to say Chick-fil-A, but I feel like that's stereotypical.
I thought Chick-fil-A is, like, super homophobic, too.
Is it?
That's a thing about Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's homophobic?
Yeah. They have a very, like, strong Christian values.
Oh, damn.
It's, like, in their business model.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they, like, hate the gays.
Oh, fuck Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, right?
It's a good thing I haven't eaten there, then.
Yeah, don't eat a Chick-fil-A.
Okay,
fuck
it. I
mean, it's, like, only in, like, the South, isn't it?
No, it's here.
There's a Chick-fil-A here?
There's Chick-fil-A in Ajax.
Oh, shit, there is a Chick-fil-A in Ajax.
Yeah, see?
Shit,
because I always noticed it.
Oh,
I saw
shit.
It.
Yeah, don't support them. They hate the gays.
Okay, fuck them. Fuck Chick-fil-A. I'm going to stick with Popeyes.
But it looks so good.
I'm going to stick with Popeyes.
Yeah, you stick with Popeyes.
What'd you do this weekend with your lady friend? Did you go to a mall at all? Did you go to, like, a strip mall?
No, you just drank a lot.
No, you didn't, like, peruse the Scarborough Town Center?
No.
for like high fashion?
We went to Scarborough Town Center.
Oh, damn. Moxie's.
But it was just to get a bus transfer.
Aw.
So you had to go to fucking like Rouge Hill or shit. Fucking deep Scarborough.
Well, if per se you actually perused the mall, yeah, with your lady friend,
that's why we
would you use a husband storage pod? Like if there was a drop, it's like a Jerry daycare.
I was gonna say, is it Jerry daycare?
No, it's just like pods that have video games and TVs in them, and you just sit in like this recliner.
So like we go shopping.
Yeah, and you just get to sit in.
Like, yeah, just leave me at a bar. Like, I don't need to.
That's what I mean. Like, you look like a dork because you're sitting in a glass fucking dome in the middle of a mall.
It's just like a TV with video games and shit?
Yeah. And a recliner chair.
That sounds pretty good, though.
You just sit there.
I would go just myself, though.
People, it'd become a thing, like a hangout place. Just to go chill in.
Yeah, like, say, like, I'm at the mall, I gotta do Christmas shopping. I'm like, oh, I'm tired, I need a break. I just go hang out in that for a little bit.
See, what I love about it is, like, if it caught on, and then you just see husband storage pods everywhere. Like, weird entertainment pods.
Again, like, just fucking drop me off at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Because I wonder how much it is.
I should have looked that part up. I don't know.
Because if it's like...
It's like a buck.
Yeah, then yeah. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
I'll drop $40 at the bar, so...
Sit in this tube and play video games.
Yeah, if it's like shopping. Air-conditioned on, like, a hot day or something, it'd be fucking bomb.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You turn me around on that.
It'd be pretty sick, dude.
I feel... What if it's like... What's the word for against men that feminists hate?
What?
Like,
the word that the people think that feminists hate?
Not misogynistic. Like, the opposite of misogynistic. Like, hating on males. Like, the verb for it. The fancy verb.
For man-hating?
Yeah, for man-hating.
The opposite of misogynistic?
Yeah.
Oh. Shitty?
I used to know the word, whatever. Like, what, because they're called husband storage pods.
Yeah.
What if I want to put my lesbian wife in the storage pod? Yeah. Why does it have to be a husband pod?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So what do you call them? People storage pods?
Yeah, people storage pods. I don't like that they're called storage pods. Or did you just say storage pods?
No, they're called storage pods.
I don't like that. It sounds like it's like a cryogenic freezer.
It's like treating you as an object, too. It's just bad for the relationship.
Yeah.
Here, honey, go into storage while I go shopping.
Why would she bring me?
Yeah.
Is she going to stick me in a storage pod?
What if you just said you want to go to the storage pod, so it's kind of like a Pavlov's dog trick.
I would rather stay at home.
Not until you get there and you're in the storage pod and you forget all about it.
Or maybe it's, like, I guess, like, we go shopping and I'm like, we've been here for like an hour and like we haven't, like, so much more to do. I'm like, I'm going to go in the storage pod for a little bit.
Yeah, just get away from this.
Yeah.
Just breathe. I guess it's good for antisocial people.
Just I bet it's good for, stressed. Like, dads taking their teenage girls to the mall. They got to give them a drive.
But how it just makes you seem like a terrible father.
Why?
Here, honey, here's some money. Go run around. I'm going to go sit in this fucking tube over here.
No, it's like, you know
when,
like, people, like, just take their kids to the mall. They, like, drive them to the mall because they can't drive.
Yeah.
They're young enough to, like, hang out without you.
Yeah.
But, like, they
but
can't
you're
drive.
Still a lame dad. They're just going to walk around the mall. You're just going to be sitting in a tube.
Fucking smashing cod. Yeah.
It doesn't look cool. It's not a classy look.
Yeah, it shouldn't be, like, see-through. It should be, like, little porno booths.
I feel like then people would use them as porno booths.
Oh, they would. It has to be see-through.
Yeah.
Otherwise, dudes would be jerking off in there.
Yeah, they give you a TV and everything.
Yeah, dudes would be jerking off in there.
Just Google Chrome some porn onto the TV and just go to town.
Yeah, just bring my Chromecast and
just... Yeah, just whack one off. So that's even creepier when daddy goes, oh, honey, go shopping. I'm going to go in the storage pod.
I'm just going to go rub one out real quick.
And go. Yeah. Or that you get storage pod rubbin' tugs?
I mean, that's just a rubbin' tug. Why would that have to be a storage pod?
Just in the middle of the mall. You just have a lady.
There's a rubbin' tug in
lady
the
lady hides
of the mall.
In the storage
That'd
pod.
That'd be phenomenal. I wish rubbin' tugs were real. Like, real. I wish they were legal.
Just to have everywhere?
Yeah, just so that, like, you're just... Like, there's one in a Walmart, like...
Well, that's the prostitution argument. Is that
I mean, it should be, probably.
We live in a creepy society that shames it when we could just all just not give a fuck.
Yeah, just let people fuck people. Who cares?
Just every which way. You want to go to the mall? Why not get jerked off?
Yeah, I think I've earned that.
Yeah, I'm
walked around for like 3 hours.
Yeah, fuck it.
Got an Orange Julius and a hand job.
She can get her own male hooker while you're at it.
Yeah, she can get someone to flick her bean and everything's fine.
Team Flick.
Team Flick.
Team Flick.
I mean, there's never, like, I don't think there's a market for lady rubbin' tugs.
Yeah, there is.
I guess I'm not a woman.
That's why there's, like, lady strip clubs and lady escorts. It happens a lot when you get older, like when there's rich ladies in their 50s.
Yeah.
Like businesswoman didn't have the time to like have a relationship.
Like I just need to relieve some stress.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like the type of lady I got stuck with before. Like a
what?
not like an older lady, like a girl my age that's just too ballin'. Her life's just focused on being ballin'. And you're saying like then you become a badass, like head of some big company, and then you're 50 and it's just like, yeah, whatever. I'll pay this dude escort. He's like 30 and handsome and an actor.
I feel like he'd be like 21.
21? I guess so. You want some of that vitality.
Yeah, you want that young vitality.
Some of that 21-year-old dick.
So I feel like, don't say it. Alright. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that'd be, if they're just rubbing tugs and balls, that's what I want instead of...
We just went off about rubbing tugs instead of husband storage pods. I think a rubbing tug would be a better husband storage pod.
Yeah, it's a great husband storage pod.
Next topic, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, the juice.
He's got the juice.
Do you know what his name is?
No, I used to. It's really long, isn't it? It's like weird.
It's something stupid.
It's like Osmantius or something?
It's something like that. I was reading a thing about it and it said his real name and it threw me off.
It's the long form of like Osman or some normal name.
Yeah, it's something's fucking bullshit.
It's really weird.
I don't like it.
But
I'm glad he's OJ.
So he's getting out.
Moses Jones.
He's getting out on probation.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't know. It's somehow. What did he do? He like rob someone?
Yeah, this one had something to do with drugs and robbing someone.
I think I know what happened. Do you know what happened? I can
not this knowledge. New one. I need some knowledge on the new case.
What do you mean this new one?
Like, everyone knows the whole fucking killing his wife in the glove.
Allegedly.
Allegedly killing his wife in the glove. And all that. That's a different trial.
Like,
he went to jail for something else.
There was, basically, there was, like, someone sold his, like, collectibles or something.
Okay.
Like, stuff that was his, and it was, like, at this pawn shop or something. It was all, like,
really?
Something that was his was, like, at a store, so he went to steal it. And he got caught.
Okay.
So it was, like, robbery, but it was, like, he was just trying to, like, get his stuff back.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, the guy who owned the store was, like, his friend.
Okay.
It was, like, a whole thing, like, at the parole hearing, the guy who he robbed was there, like, for OJ, being like, yeah, you should probably release him.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
Yeah, like, they're boys. Like,
so then that's also why it got out so early, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like, it makes sense to me, like, why, like, he... Technically, first-time offender.
So, what I wanted to, like, ask...
Yeah.
...is, do you think his TV shows, like, this recent re-interest in the OJ case...
Yeah.
...like, do you think he strategically, like, let the rights out so that he would have a good public image for when he was getting out again? Like,
I didn't watch the show. Was it favorable to OJ?
Well, like, it plays both sides of the coin, so you feel sympathetic
Isn't
for OJ.
David Schwimmer in that?
Yeah.
I like David Schwimmer.
There's like two different OJ series right now, I'm pretty sure.
Is there a different one?
Yeah, because there's just a Netflix movie, and then they had the other, like the trial of OJ with David Schwimmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Schwimmer as the Kardashian, isn't he?
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, he's Rob Kardashian. And then there's someone else wacky in it. I didn't watch it because I'm tired of OJ.
Yeah, I didn't really care that much.
Tired of OJ. I respect what it did and like how it divided people.
You
severely.
Know what's my favorite thing? Is OJ's getting released and they're releasing a new Bronco this year.
You think he'll buy it?
He's got to buy it, right? Just in case.
Buy the white one, just roll around in it.
Just roll around. Just ready.
That'd be fantastic.
Full tank of gas at all times.
I do you think OJ will... Yeah, he'll get money. Do you think he'll do, like, a whole TMZ run? I don't know. I've just been debating if OJ's going to, like, try to be famous or if he's just going to slip away.
I think he's going to try and slip away, and then he's going to have no money, and he's going to have to, like, do a reality show or something.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Because you think he has money? Like, do you think he has assets?
Yeah, he's got to have money. He's OJ Simpson. How long did he play in the NFL for?
Yeah, but how much do you think that court case cost him?
Yeah, we just got to have investments.
You think?
It's O.J. Simpson. Fucked a Kardashian.
He was also in the...
He got some Kardashian
money.
Was he
in the Naked Gun movies?
Something like that.
He was in some... I think it was the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah.
He gotta have some money.
He was on his way to being an actor before he got his first trial.
And then he just, like, chopped up some people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly chopped up some people.
I mean, but he did it, right? But the glove didn't fit, so...
The glove. Okay, I'm not... I don't want to talk about it because I don't know enough details.
I
I'm going to sound like an asshole.
I talk about it.
Okay, well, the glove just didn't... Wasn't the glove planted? I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here.
Why would the glove be... Who planted glove?
Like, didn't, like... Didn't his lawyer just, like, get a glove and say, like, oh, yeah, this was the glove on the scene?
No, the glove was, like, part of evidence.
Oh, so it's in the evidence.
Yeah, okay. It was found at the scene.
Didn't the... I've only seen the comedic remakes. Didn't he, like, try to put the glove on, but it could fit?
No, he tried to put the glove on and it didn't fit.
It didn't fit? Okay.
Yeah, he couldn't get the glove on.
So that was his way out?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, this... They were like, the glove was used by the murderer.
Mm-hmm. So I can't be the murderer.
Yeah. But that's like, everyone's like, yeah, there's just, like, pills you can take to make your hands swell up.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. That was the conspiracy. Yeah.
That's, like, you can... That's really easy to do. Just make your hands swell. Have a slight allergic reaction to something.
Yeah, it just won't fit in the glove.
Yeah, and your hands will just swell up a little bit, and then you can't get it on.
Yeah, that's a little wacky. It's a little wacky. Why would he leave the glove, too? So...
That's actually a good question. If you, like, stab someone, why would you take off your glove, leave it... I didn't even think about that.
They'd never take the glove.
That makes no sense.
Gloves would never come off. Unless he was doing some creepy
things.
And unless
they, like, found it in the garbage or something?
I don't know. I have no idea where they found it.
They'd have to, like... It must be, in, like, in a dumpster or something. I can't believe it... Like, can't imagine you'd, like, drop it on the potty.
Yeah. He had to have. He probably accidentally threw it out and they went through the trash.
They had to have gone through the trash. Like, yeah. You're going through the trash.
Once again, you know more details about this case than I do. I don't know shit. I'm just making up facts that I know from watching...
The South Park episodes.
South Park episodes and being a hip-hop nerd.
Yeah. No, I think... I'm just, like, guessing, but, like, I feel like he stabbed them, allegedly, and then, like, went to leave, and then, like, had a bloody glove and just, like, threw in the garbage.
And then said garbage was found.
And then said garbage was found, but then the glove didn't fit, so who knows?
Oh, God. I think he's going to join the likes of R. Kelly.
And, like, piss on a bitch?
No, just be the famous weird guy.
Is R. Kelly still doing things?
R. Kelly's, like, getting shit on in the news right now. You didn't see that?
He's
apparently got, like, sex hostels. Like, he has houses, he has sex slaves in these houses that all have rules. And, like, when people come over, they can't talk. Like, they have to stare at a wall. They're not allowed to address them.
Wait, they're, like, R. Kelly's sex slaves?
Yeah. Like, he has two houses in Chicago and a house in Atlanta. And each has, like, four girls living in it. And they're just, like, R. Kelly slaves.
Jesus.
And they all have, like, Instagram accounts and shit like this. And so then some of them, like, there's drama because some of them made videos saying, like, no, we're not slaves, blah, blah, blah. But it was really Stockholm Syndrome-y. It was just like, I know, this is completely by my will. I love doing what R. Kelly tells me to do.
Jesus.
Like, we all choose to be here.
Jesus.
The one girl graduated high school last year.
Jesus!
Yeah.
How old is R. Kelly? Probably like 40-something, right?
40-something. And then even like the whole, like the main drama, it all started before he peed on the bitch. He
allegedly?
Married before he allegedly peed on the bitch. What I was saying, I was listening to another podcast and it was like, the R. Kelly pee video, it's the only one, like, it's amazing because he came and then peed and then came, like without any transition. It's just...
That's not right.
He just... banged it out.
God, he shouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't work that way. Like, how do you have that much control?
That's not okay. That's a medical issue.
Oh, God. But before that, Aaliyah Jasmine. Like,
I don't know who that is.
TLC. TLC. The girl that died from TLC.
The TV show?
No, the R&B group in the early 90s.
I don't know.
Whatever.
The Learning Channel.
An R&B singer from the early 90s. Right. She was like... 15, and he was like 27 when they got married.
Uh-oh.
And she was like a famous singer as a teenager.
Allegedly?
No, they got married. He pulled a Woody Harrelson.
Did Woody Harrelson do that?
No, which one? Woody Harrelson? Is it Spike Lee or Woody Harrelson?
It's Spike Lee.
Spike Lee that married his own stepdaughter,
right?
How'd
you make convenient with Woody Harrelson?
I don't know. He seems creepy.
Spike Lee is like rapey as fuck.
Yeah, because he's the one that, like, yeah, it's his daughter, and then he waited and then married her.
Yeah.
But then the whole point is, like, so when did they start banging?
Mm-hmm.
It's real creepy. I don't like it. Okay, let's go to another controversial subject that's not so rapey.
That'd be good.
So, the photos of a lady...
Okay.
...happened in Saudi Arabia. But what happened is... This woman was wearing a very tiny, tiny short skirt. She was just perusing... No, it wasn't allegedly. There were actual photos of it.
Okay.
And she was just perusing around, showing her legs, and all her arms, which all is illegal.
All of her arms. Like she's Ganesh. Yeah. No, Vishnu. One with all the arms.
Okay, whatever. Well, eight-armed Vishnu. Woman was wore a little bit of a slutty t-shirt, and then everyone got mad because it's against the law there to, like, bare skin as a woman.
Yeah.
It's misogynistic.
Yeah.
And now the argument is if we ask as Westerners for Middle Eastern people to come here and assimilate to our culture, then should we then also, even if it's misogynistic, when we go to Saudi Arabia, respect those laws and not peruse around in short skirts and eight arms?
Oh, so, like, she's not from there?
No. She was, like, a visitor. She was a traveler. She was part Saudi Arabian, but she was, like, American.
And it was just, like, hot, and she's like, I'll wear some shorts and a t-shirt.
No, it was, like, a short skirt. Like, it was hip. She looked like a hipster going to the park.
Yeah, but that's just what you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're in Saudi Arabia. That's not, like, you can get killed for that. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, it's not good.
Like, because it was fun. It was total clickbait, but it was just an interesting thought experiment that it's like, okay, we asked them to assimilate, so when you go there, like, maybe you shouldn't wear a short skirt, at least for your own safety. That's all I was thinking the whole time. It all boils down to, like, she could have gone to jail for that. Like,
she could have gotten killed for that.
Yeah, like, just wear the burqa.
Yeah, just fucking, or just don't go.
Yeah, well, the burqa is technically the one that, like, you don't have to cover the face. You just have to wear that really long dress.
Isn't that the hijab?
No, the hijab's
the burqa's the full,
the hijab's face. The headdress. The
burqa's the full face one.
No, the burqa is just, you just have to wear the whole black and you can have your face out.
Oh.
And then hot. The niqab is the one that, like, you have to be fully covered.
That's the third one.
Like, with all those girls that we had school with.
Yeah.
That still had boyfriends, mind you.
Still had boyfriends.
They would just lift up their masks and make out.
Their masks.
That was rude. Their religious scarves.
Call it a veil, maybe?
Religious veils. Whom I deeply respect, and I did not mean to insultingly.
Like, it's Halloween! Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we grew up in a weird place.
It's fucked. Just, like, don't do it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I almost got beat up by so many Afghans in high school, so I learned the hard way.
Why'd you almost get beat up by Afghans? Is it because you called them masks?
No, it's because I picked on Kais too much.
Yeah, you should have picked on Kais.
Yeah, I know. I'd get jumped all the time. It's like, he's my buddy. But that aside, now we're closing out with the sad news.
Oh, no.
Chester Bennington passed away. The Mr. Linkin Park singer. Stone Temple Pilots replacement.
Yeah.
And their first album, what was it called? Linkin Park's first album?
Meteoria, right?
Not Meteoria.
Before that,
yeah.
Fuck.
It was Meteoria. It was a follow-up, wasn't it?
That was the second one, was Meteoria, yeah.
But their first one was it's like the best album release of the first decade of the 2000s. Hybrid Theory was the best album release, like debut album release by any band of the first decade.
Wow.
But bam, they revolutionized modern rock.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Kind of molded our tastes.
They were pretty good. I've been listening to a lot of their music lately, though, and it's like, I guess I just never realized, but like, the lyrics are fucked up.
Why?
Like, it shows how, like, not mentally well he was in all the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking bleed it out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's real sad.
I, like, never even thought about, like, in the end.
You didn't notice that?
I didn't even think about it. I was just like, this is a good song.
That's why it was real sad all the time. That's why I couldn't listen to it all the time.
I was, like, just young and angsty, so it's fun.
Yeah.
And I'm old and angsty, so I'm really listening to it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is
making me sad.
Impressive shit.
Yeah, no, it was like his music was all of a fucking cry for help, man.
Yeah, it's just sad, like...
Apparently he had a huge drinking problem.
Yeah, he did.
Just always drinking.
Just, like, he has, like, six kids, too.
Yeah.
That's what makes it sad. Like, don't do that if you have six kids.
But he was close to Chris Cornell, apparently.
Yeah, too. No, that's what kind of pushed him. They were, like, best buds.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Like, kind of put him over the edge.
I think it's that, and then I brought up earlier was, like, this last run for the latest album seemed really sellout-y. Like, it didn't seem genuine. Like, it didn't seem like they were putting out music because they want to put out music. It seems like they're putting out music because they're Linkin Park.
I'm kind of torn on that. Like, I don't know if that's the case, but I do, like, think that because the album didn't do well and they got shit on quite a bit.
Yeah.
But,
like, at least their, like, promotion shit was real gimmicky.
Yeah.
They just had a bad marketing team then because it was gimmicky.
Yeah. They've been doing, like, sponsorships for shit.
Yeah, like, sponsorships for shit, and they pop up playing in the New York subway, but it's fucking Linkin Park. It's not pop up playing. There's, like, 12 dudes and so many instruments.
I think it's five.
Five dudes, but the dude has huge keyboards. Weird.
Yeah, dude has, like, 14 keyboards.
Yeah, weird guitar guy needs his earphones. They gotta set up a...
yeah, he's gotta have his big earphones.
They gotta set up a DJ, have a bassist, have Chester running around, and then have the rapper guy there, too. Like, there's just too... It's just not... It's clear... You had to plan that in heavy detail. It's not a pop-up music show.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Drives me nuts. Sorry. I went crazy when I saw that. Now, I think it would have been... They should have gone, like, a very Coldplay kind of way and been, like, mysterious. And just kept making their music and not try to, like, do it with heavy marketing and shit.
Yeah, that might not... That's not always in their control, though.
Yeah. Like, it was the record label being like, no, you gotta use your name.
Yeah.
You're Linkin Park.
The record label has a lot more say over shit like that.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah, very sad. Well, like, the trippy part is, like, when you think about it, when I was in Jamaica, it was, like, the main Western band that everyone knew.
Dude,
like,
Linkin Park was fucking huge.
Every little Jamaican kid was like, oh, do you like Linkin Park? And they all had it on their phone. I was like, why is this the one, like, American band you all like? It's wacky.
Linkin Park's fucking good, man.
And all the sad ones, too. Like, they loved In the End and all that shit. I was like, what's going on?
Just good.
Yeah, no, it's classic.
What's fucking Mike Shinoda's other group called? His, like, rap group that no one ever liked?
Oh,
that one song?
That One Chance.
Yeah.
His rip-off of Eminem.
10% luck, 20% skill.
Yeah. Major something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something
so
major.
So, like, is he just going to go do that again? Like, what's going to happen? Like, they can't get someone else. Like, that band's done.
They could go Stone Temple Pilot-y.
I'd hate it. It's not the same.
Who has a voice like him? That's
no
a good
one.
Question. Yeah, no one.
No one has a voice like him.
No one. No one. We lost the great. We'd have Zach De La Roca lead them.
I have no idea who that is.
The lead singer of Rage Against the Machine.
Oh.
Just have the ultimate swaps. Swapsies.
Swapsies.
Could get Axl Rose to do it.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. Get Kid Rock to do it.
Yeah.
You know he's running for Senate?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Hey, I'd vote for Kid Rock.
So is The Rock. Kid Rock and The Rock 2020.
Well, no, The Rock's running for office.
Yeah.
Kid Rock's
they can
for
team
s-
up.
Senate.
Pass celebrity bills. They're going to start the celebrity tea party.
It's kind of like different factions.
Yeah, but they can still push
politics,
each other's agendas.
Politics works, but...
They can team
what,
up.
What, they both have Rock in their name?
Yeah, they have to. They have to.
Maybe The Rock Party?
Yeah, The Rock Party. The celebrity Rock Party.
Yeah.
Are they? Is he a Republican? What's he running as?
You think Kid Rock's not a Republican?
Okay. I don't
think... That dude is, like, full-blood Republican.
You think he's extremist enough to, like, hold office and fund the KKK and all that shit that they do?
And what the fuck?
The Republicans.
You think the Republicans fund the KKK?
Yeah, clearly. It's obvious.
Clearly!
They just hand out paychecks at all the rallies.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're like, every time...
Just fucking the Bushes are walking about, just like...
Yeah, here you go, here you go.
Getting insurance information.
Yeah, yeah. They're just dropping it in the direct deposit.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Do I think Kid Rock will help fund the KKK? Probably not.
No? Okay. Then I don't think he's going to make it as a Republican.
You're fucked. You're actually fucked.
Talking shit. I don't think all Republicans are Nazis.
But most of them.
Not most of them, but I'll give you 70%.
That's definitely most. 70% is a strong most.
It's just a strong...
It's 51% most.
It's an overwhelmingly large amount. It's not like a intimidating amount.
That they're all Nazis.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
They're not Nazis.
You said Nazis.
They're racist. They're racist.
All right. I can get behind that.
Yeah? No? How did we get down this road?
I don't know. We got here.
Okay.
You mentioned
Chester.
Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock. Oh, because Kid Rock was going to replace Chester for Linkin Park.
Yeah.
How long do you think we're going to be hearing Linkin Park songs on the radio for?
Not long enough.
Not long enough?
No.
Do you think him and Chris Cornell will be paired together in fame? Go down in his story?
I don't know if Chris... Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think people know Chris Cornell as well.
Like, so, this is dark. But so if Chris was his friend and he committed suicide now, he kind of, like, Chris Cornell's legacy is just kind of, people are going to be focused on Chester and forget about Chris.
You're a piece of shit.
It's a little bit selfish. Like, well, he's going to be even more forgotten now.
It is kind of true, though.
It's dark, but it's true.
Yeah, but, like, Chris Cornell wasn't as big.
But people, we're still talking about him.
Yeah, but not as much.
But some people checked it out, because at least he made the news, and now it's just like, oh, no.
Yeah, but he's already been
Linkin Park guy. Linkin Park guy's
dead. When was the last time someone talked about Chris Cornell? It's been a while.
People bring him up often. I talked about him in the suicide class. They were clearly talking about that.
Yeah, but that's topical. Okay. But, like, he's not, like, in the news. Like, there's no...
But he's, like, the relevant part of the conversation. Yeah. He's still like, oh, Chris Cornell killed himself this year. And Sean Spicer quit. And Trump is president, and we're all going to die.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're getting at. But, yeah, no, it's sad. It's tragic.
It's just tragic. It's okay, just tragic. Let's just leave it at tragic. We'll leave it at tragic. Stop talking about racists and shit.
Yeah, you're fucked up. Can we go on to lighter news?
Yeah, you take this over before I start talking about KKK.
I'm just
going
to talk about all... There's, like, D23 was going on. Comic-Con was going on.
Yeah.
There's too much movie news.
Intro how excited you are as I get us beers.
Oh, that'd be good.
You want another?
Yeah, I want another one. Yeah, dude, there's just, like... It's the golden age of movies. I was talking about this earlier. Like, there's just so much going on. I just, like, the amount of movies that are coming out that I'm excited for, like, I'm going to be bankrupt by, like, the end of the year. Like, there's, like, 4 movies out right now that I want to see.
Like, what do you want to see right now?
I want to see War for the Planet of the Apes is out.
Oh, yeah, shit. I did want to see that.
I want to see Rough Night with, like, Scarlett Johansson and the chick from Broad City's in it.
I want to see Will Ferrell and what's her name?
The House? Yeah, I want to see that. I
want to see it, because it's got, what's his name, from Randy.
It's got Raffy?
Raffy. Mm-hmm. Raffy's just so good.
Jason Mazoukas, I think?
Yeah, like, the guy's improv, he's just crazy.
There's just so many good movies all the time.
I know.
But
that's why you watch them illegally.
Yeah, I do. I wait until they come out, and then I watch them all.
Okay,
fair enough. Like, I see, like, probably a movie in theaters a month or something.
Yeah, but you have a lady friend, it makes sense.
Yeah, she's in the movies right now.
Yeah.
What's she seeing? I think she's seeing Rough Night. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not into this whole...
Women in cinema?
Yeah, fuck them. Don't need them in cinema. I just don't like the humor, like the bridesmaid humor. Like,
I like it a lot.
I appreciate that it's a thing now and it's good that there's diversity. I'm just not down
with it. I think there's, like, there's ways to do it right, though. Like, I'm not gonna, like, watch Ghostbusters.
Oh, I agree.
But, like, I like Bridesmaids a lot. Like, if that's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah, like, Bridesmaid is one thing, yeah. Ghostbusters is forcing it, but that's a whole other conversation. But,
I don't know, I just like, good humor is just good humor. I don't know why you have to classify it as lady humor. Cause I don't even acknowledge that they're women. I'm like, this just looks like a fun movie for me to watch.
Because I just, the humor still is, it's a different style. It's like,
I don't even know if it is. A cast
full of Amy Schumers.
I don't even know if it is.
Like, you can't compare, like, an Amy Schumer to, like, a...
Why are you... No one's talking about Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer's garbage. Amy Schumer, notwithstanding. Actually, that one that she just made looked all right.
The one with John Cena fucking her in it?
No. I like that one, though. That was Trainwreck. I like John Cena.
It was good.
The one with fucking Holly Hunter? And they're, like, in Africa or something?
Oh. Yeah, that seemed real weird. No, I'm not. I don't pay. I should brush up on my Amy Schumer movie news.
Trainwreck was all right.
I heard it was
LeBron James was in it.
Yeah, why that movie of all movies?
Is LeBron James.
Just prepare for Space Jam, please. You see that? He's going to do Space Jam?
Allegedly.
He signed on for it.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he signed on for it.
Allegedly. You know what I want? I'm, like, curious to see, because if they do make Space Jam 2, they have to, like, have the basketball players that turn into all the monsters.
Yeah.
Like, that they had before. And I really want to know, like, do they just get, like, Steph Curry and, like, Dwayne Wade and...
Kevin Durant
all just, like, to be in it?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I feel like that's the main reason the movie's not made now. Like, already.
To get the 5
be a fucking pain stars. In the ass to negotiate those contracts now. Especially with LeBron James in it, because he's going to get paid, like, a fuck ton more than everyone else.
Oh, no, they're going to... Because they're in for, like, a minute.
Yeah, so you're going to have to, like, find people who don't have too big of an ego, but are, like...
Yeah, you can get, like, Steph Curry. You're not going to get a Dwayne
Steph
Wade.
Steph Curry will do it because he's a good guy, but, like,
Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook wouldn't do it.
You have to go back to the Asian guy who played for the Nets.
Yao Ming?
Not Yao Ming.
Oh!
With the cool hair. Made fun of because he got wacky hair after he got famous.
Yeah, I fucking forget his name. He was, like, good for, like, a season.
Yeah, and he's...
You get, like, a James Harden? That'd be good.
Yeah, he's like a... He could get Dirk. Does Dirk still play? Yeah, he does. Dirk Nowitzki.
He played last season. I'm not sure if he's playing this season.
What's the other big white guy? Paul... Not Pauliani. That's a school name.
Giuliani?
No,
the mayor of New York?
New York. Whatever, fuck it. I don't know my basketball. I'm going to stop guessing.
Paul Giamatti?
No, that's an actor. Shut up. So lead on. Lead on.
Movie news. All right, I'm gonna talk about D23.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of shit that happened.
What does D23 stand for?
It's just Disney 23.
Is it 23 years?
No.
23 hours?
It's 23, like, I don't know.
Disney characters?
No, it's like 23 departments of Disney. I don't know.
Okay.
There's 23 Disney.
Well, everything just, you have to have a letter and numbers in your acronym, so.
That's what it is. Yeah. 23 is just Walt Disney's favorite number.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's also
the reanimated corpse of Walt
Illuminati
Disney.
23?
23.
It's like 13, but with 10 more.
You're not wrong.
And that 1 and that 0, it's like another cycle, and it just means that Disney is just taking us over for another decade, bro.
You done? First news, did you know they're making a Dumbo remake?
Is it going to be like the Jungle Book? Like,
yeah.
That type of realism?
But Tim Burton's making it.
Tim Burton Dumbo.
Tim Burton Dumbo. Thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like Disney always just goes like, oh, here, Tim Burton. We're running out of ideas.
Right? Fuck Tim Burton.
Can you just try your hand at this?
Who do you think Helena Bonham Carter is in it? Who do you think Johnny Depp is? Do you think Johnny Depp is Dumbo?
Oh, Johnny Depp will be.
No,
in it.
Johnny Depp plays the racist crow.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't be Dumbo. It'd be too obvious.
Dumbo's going to be Paul Giamatti.
He's already Rango. He can't be Rango and Dumbo.
He can't be Rango and Dumbo.
It doesn't work.
Who's Helena Bonham Carter? Another racist crow?
Yeah, probably another racist crow.
She'd be Dumbo's mom.
It would be cool if he did it like a Nightmare Before Christmas style.
No, that'd be fucking garbage.
Just make it real creepy.
That's exactly what is gonna happen, and I'm gonna hate it.
I don't think he will. He's not gonna run with that.
No, it's not gonna, but it's just gonna be like that tone.
Nah, he'll make it fantastical, like his whatever.
Like what?
Like,
what has he made that's good?
Alice in Wonderland.
That was garbage.
But he's gonna look like that.
It's gonna look like that,
that's
yeah.
That's what I think it's gonna look like.
I don't think I've liked a single Tim Burton movie.
Not Batman?
Yeah, I like them. Yeah. I like them a lot.
See?
I really like Penguin and the Batman.
Yeah, movie. I thought you would.
Yeah.
So what if he does, like, a Batman remake?
But if those Batman movies came out now, they'd be trash.
Yeah, they're...
Like, they're good for the time, but...
Yeah, well, imagine if Tim Burton had better CGI and effects, then the Penguin Army would be so much cooler.
The Penguin Army would be
The Penguin Army with bombs.
Danny DeVito eating
bombs?
That guy's nose.
I always forgot that it was Danny DeVito, because he looked so fucking deformed.
Yeah, they did a good job of, like, making him look fucked.
And then made him taller. Danny DeVito's so creepy. He's like the weird... I think he's proof that hobbits exist.
But there's people shorter than Danny DeVito, though.
But he just runs around. He's just a little fucking engine of energy.
Oh, man.
And, like, look how long he's lived. And look at...
It's not like he's 90, like...
He's pretty fucking old.
I feel like he's, like, in the 60s.
I thought you'd die if you're, like, smaller.
He's not that small! He's not 2 feet tall.
He's pretty tiny, bro. He's, like, under 4 feet.
He's not under four... He's not 3 foot something.
Well, like, how tall was Stefan?
Stefan was, like, 5 foot.
Shout out Stefan, our almost midget roommate from first year. he was 5 foot?
I think he was 5 foot flat.
Then, yeah, Danny's a midget. Danny's below 5 foot.
He's below 5 foot? You said below 4 foot.
I know I said that.
That's like a 6-year-old.
He's technically a tiny person, then. a little person. Oh my god, I've been saying tiny person this whole time, haven't I?
You think, I don't know if tiny is offensive.
Okay. He's a legal little person because Stefan was mad because he was 5'1 and he's 1 inch above being a little person.
I was like talking, it's weird, I was talking about that to someone yesterday. I don't know if he was telling the truth.
Why?
Because Stefan always said that he was like, yeah, I'm 1 inch too tall to like be a little person. But like, he wasn't that short.
He was pretty short, bro. He's a jockey short. A lot of the jockeys get disability for being little
people.
They
probably shouldn't because they have jobs.
Yeah, but you get government checks.
No, you don't. Not if you have, like, a good job.
Yeah, I guess not. It goes into your... You get insurance or something.
That'd be bullshit.
Still get government help.
For what?
For being on...
If a jockey gets government help, I'd be pissed because he makes, like, 10 times what I make.
Yeah. But he rides horses every day. What do you do, pack boxes?
Yeah.
He's got a wild animal brushing up against his nuts.
But he makes bank.
But he's risking his life. You know how easy it is.
How many jockeys have died?
A lot.
No.
Yeah, a lot of jockeys die. They either fall off the horse or the horse bucks them in the head. Like, it's dangerous being a jockey. Especially when you're starting. Because not everyone's like Kentucky Derby level jockey. You gotta go through your grind of being in Wisconsin riding horses.
Why Wisconsin?
People trying to fucking shiv you as you're riding.
Is that a thing? Is that a growing concern?
I saw it in a movie once. Continue.
Right. Yeah, no, Dumbo's gonna be shit. Next news, Wreck-It Ralph 2 has been titled Wreck-It Ralph 2 Breaks the Internet. Or Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh, okay.
Wreck-It Ralph 2 Ralph Breaks the Internet.
I can't say that. Wreck-It Ralph 2
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Okay.
So he goes into the internet.
Yeah.
And it's gonna have Star Wars characters in it, it's gonna have Marvel characters in it. It's got Disney princesses in it.
So they're just going to make it a nostalgia bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the first one did, so I can't really insult it.
It's going to be like the Lego movie, but with Wreck-It Ralph, with John C. Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah Silverman.
And a load of obscure characters to draw on nerds.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fucking sick.
I think it will be cool.
I liked Wreck-It. Did you see Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Of course you didn't. Wreck-It Ralph's pretty good.
I just know Kanye ranted about it.
Why did Kanye rant about Wreck-It Ralph?
Because he said he was Wreck-It Ralph once. He said he was Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph, and he had the power to change everything around him.
Wreck-It Ralph didn't have that power.
Oh, then I don't know why Kanye said that.
Wreck-It Ralph's just the bad guy from Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, okay.
Or he fixed things with his imagination,
didn't he?
No.
Oh, I thought he fixed things on his own or some shit.
No.
Yeah. Give me the synopsis of Wreck-It Ralph 1.
So Ralph is sad because he's the bad guy from Fix It Felix Jr.
Yeah.
And then he's hanging out with all the bad guys, and he's like, this is pretty shit. Like, you know what? I could be a good guy. And then he goes into, like, other games and is, like, trying to be a good guy. But then shit's getting all fucked up, and they're in, like, this Candyland racing game, and everything's going bad. And he makes friends with little Sarah Silverman girl.
Okay.
Who is, like, a race driver lady.
Okay.
And then the lady from Glee's in it. She plays, like, a Splatoon.
Oh, the boss... The lady who always plays the guidance counselor?
Yeah, in everything.
Yeah, in everything.
The guidance counselor from everything.
Except for role models. No, she was she's daycare a counselor.
Then. Yeah, she's some sort of counselor.
Yeah, fuck, okay, yeah, never mind.
That lady. All
right, yeah.
And then they're like, we gotta save the day, because it turns out this weird old man is evil, and then we'll gotta race cars, and Sarah Silverman saves the day. And Ralph's like, you're all right.
And they go back to his game, or whose game?
He realizes it's okay to be a bad guy, and then he goes back to being a bad guy. And he's trying to break the buildings.
That's it?
Yeah, more or less.
Does Sarah Silverman join him breaking buildings?
No, she has her own game.
Oh. So they take breaks.
She races cars.
But they could trade.
He's too big.
Like, he could race in her world, and she could come and help him with some of his...
I don't think she can break down a building. She's a little girl.
Can they have sex?
I mean, she's a little girl, and he's John C. Reilly.
Oh, she's a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, she's a child.
I thought you just meant, like, physically little.
No, she's a child.
The little person argument.
She's a child. A
child. Okay. Does he go into the internet with Sarah Silverman?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're best buds now, so.
Do you think he becomes a web game? How does he get into the internet?
Yeah, there's probably a Fix It Felix Jr., like, internet game.
App.
App.
I vote app.
They're gonna, and then he's gonna be like, oh, what's this hole? And then he goes into the internet.
And then you tie it into the emoji movie.
You think there's porn?
Do you think the emoji movie characters pop up in it?
I'm gonna go no.
Not even a Patrick Stewart as Pope.
That's the best casting I've ever heard.
I feel like they just threw enough money at him.
I feel like Patrick Stewart just likes to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. He just gets high all day.
He's just fucking... I don't think Patrick Stewart gets high all day.
You seen this weird TV show he has?
No.
On YouTube, he has this weird panel TV show where he just talks about the news. It's like podcast-esque, but Patrick Stewart does it, so it's real awkward because he's an old person. He doesn't get how it works.
I like that a lot.
He just has two people, and he just asks them questions. It's like an awkward in-between of Larry King and podcasting.
The next news story...
Fuck.
You're going to be excited about this one.
All right.
Incredibles 2 comes out next year.
Yeah.
Fucking long overdue.
Frozone in it?
Frozone's in it. Hey. Sammy Jaxie boy's back.
How many years is it in the movie universe?
What do you mean?
Like, when is the Incredibles 2 set?
Right after the first one.
Right after the first
right
one?
Right after the first
so
one.
So the baby's still a baby?
Baby's just like learning its powers.
Does anyone address the fact that that's the only movie where they violently killed the villain?
That happens all the time in movies.
He got sucked into a fucking plane.
No capes!
But it was like, they showed it all. They did.
No capes.
They showed the engine explode. Like, they didn't just, like, do a little goofy cut.
Yeah, but it showed him, like, look away.
It's so dark. It's so dark.
Movie villains die all the time. The guy in Frozen dies, I think.
Yeah, Frozen's different.
The guy in... All the bad guys always die.
Like in what, other than Frozen?
I don't know, what are
another
movies?
Another Disney movie. Another Pixar movie.
Pixar?
What's DreamWorks?
DreamWorks?
Yeah, what's the studio that makes The Incredibles?
Disney.
But one of them worked with Disney.
Pixar.
Pixar. Name a Pixar movie.
There's no bad guys usually in Pixar movies.
Exactly. It's the only one where he violently dies.
Because it's a comic book movie.
He doesn't have to violently die. No one violently dies in comic books. They do, but...
All the time!
They always come back to life. So does it come back to life?
Maybe he comes back to life.
I probably just answered it after all those questions.
I mean, he got sucked into a jet turbine. I don't think there's coming back from that.
Hey, you never know. It could be ghosts.
But they gotta deal with the Underminer.
Is that the guy who pops up in the end?
Yeah, and then it ends. But what they're saying is it's gonna be, is gonna focus more on Elastigirl. Oh. She's gonna be like a superhero. And Mr. Incredible's gonna be like the stay-at-home dad. He's hanging out. He's, like, trying to teach Jack his powers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He'll be doing, like, a training camp, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll have a Rocky-esque montage.
Yeah, they definitely will. There's no way they don't.
Yeah.
They'll have a Rocky-esque montage, and then the teenage girl, will just go through her puberty phase again.
Violet,
yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't she pretty now by the end of it?
Did she look the exact same?
I thought she, like, took off her braces and shit or something. For the
she parted her hair away from her face, maybe?
Yeah, she parted her hair differently.
And then so the boy who she thought was like, cute noticed her.
You think, yeah.
She has confidence.
Does she become the top bitch?
I don't think she becomes the top bitch.
Oh, shit. What's the mischievous? What's the kid? Not Jack-Jack, but the other kid.
Colin. Dash?
Dash?
I feel like it's Dash.
No, that sounds goofy. He runs. You can't call him Dash.
I think it's Dash.
What if that's his superhero name?
He doesn't have a superhero name. He's a child.
Why not? Violet does.
No, her name's Violet.
Yeah, and she disappears like a violet. Like my heart.
But that's her actual name.
Well, Jack-Jack has a superhero name.
No, he doesn't. Why are you saying these things?
Frozone has a superhero name.
Yes, but he was a superhero.
His superhero name's Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That's his superhero
name. It's Dash.
It is?
Yeah.
That's creepy. I don't like that.
Like, nailed it. Dash Parr. They're the Parr family.
Is there a team adventure by the end of it?
Yeah!
Who gets kidnapped?
Oh, they're also introducing... I should have led with this. They're introducing a shitload, like, more superheroes. It's gonna be a whole fuckload of them.
Yeah?
He's out coming to save the day from the Underminer, probably.
I don't think so.
Not the Underminer?
You think they're actually gonna use the Underminer?
No, I bet it's gonna be...
They'll give you a little of what happened, but...
No, like, that's how the movie's gonna start? And they're just going to, like, beat him real quick. Yeah. And then the movie will start.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I feel like it's going to be cliche. Like, it's because the mom's going to be superhero. And the kids are going to want to be superheroing. But they're not ready yet.
Yeah.
So dad's a stay-at-home dad. He's trying to teach responsibility. But then someone gets kidnapped. So he's got to suit up.
Yeah.
And then they realize that it's always good to work as a team.
Yeah.
And use your powers together.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
I want to watch that movie you just described.
Script done.
Done. Next movie news. Aladdin casted a genie.
Who was it?
William Smith.
William Smith? Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Oh, jeez.
The Fresh Prince himself.
No, really?
Yeah. It's been rumored for a while, and now it's confirmed.
I mean, he did make me cry in The Pursuit of Happiness.
So that's something. And he was something in Suicide Squad.
Deadshot.
Yeah, no, I know. Thank you.
Maybe you didn't know. Maybe I'm trying to be your friend here. Jesus Christ, giving me shit.
Fucking attitude.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of funny on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Does Jazzy Jeff get to join him?
I hope Jazzy Jeff is like the parrot or something. You know, Christine had no idea who Jazzy Jeff was.
Most people don't.
She was like, he was like playing at some show somewhere. They're like, oh, look, it's DJ Jazzy Jeff. I'm like, do you not know who that is? She's like, no. And I'm like, it's like the, like, Will Smith's friend in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And she still didn't know who I was talking about.
The one who gets thrown out of the house.
That's what I said. I'm like, you know the one who gets thrown out of the house all the time? She's like, I don't know Will Smith's friend in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm like, get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, leave. Leave.
I was upset for the rest of the day.
How did we grow up in the same area and you didn't watch this?
Shit. She just doesn't remember shit.
We were just nerds when we were young.
I just know who DJ Jazzy Jeff is.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, you better put DJ Jazzy Jeff in as the parrot. That would be fresh.
That'd be good, right?
That'd be good.
Or I hope DJ Jazzy Jeff's the bad guy.
Put a little check in DJ's pocket.
Yeah.
What, Jafar?
Yeah.
It's not going to be Jafar. Who's Jafar, do you think? Who's going to be
Benicio del Toro.
Really?
That's my guess.
I feel like he's Spanish. Is it, like, more or less racist to hire a Middle Eastern gentleman to do it?
I think you should.
You should?
I don't think it's racist, because, like...
But what if you're typecasting?
You should be typecasting.
Yeah,
they cast Aladdin and Jasmine as well.
They should get that the comedian from the Judd Apatow movie,
Ray Romano,
the brown guy who stars alongside
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah,
he's Pakistani though.
Yeah, but that's okay. The country's made up in Aladdin.
Pakistan?
No, in Aladdin. In Aladdin. So he doesn't matter which country.
Yeah, he's got to be Middle Eastern. Is it? Oh, yeah, it is just a made-up country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be too racist if they made it a real country.
Just be vaguely ethnic.
Like, Aladdin was real dark. Is it going to be live action?
Yeah, it's live action.
I don't know how I feel about all these live action ones.
I don't know what they're going to do with the genie.
They'll have him as, like, some, like, Zordon-esque, some mysterious
I hope object. That he's just, like, Will Smith, just walking around wearing, like, genie clothes.
You think so?
I hope he does a Will Smith rap.
Like, he'll look like Shazam?
I hope he raps the intro song.
Well, he does have to sing a lot.
Here and on the land of Naboo. What's it, the land called?
I don't remember.
Naboo's from Star Wars. Yeah, they cast Jasmine.
Yeah, who's Jasmine?
Naomi Scott?
No, I want Selena Gomez. I disagree.
You can't disagree. I'm not. It's not my opinion.
If I can't get Selena Gomez, I want Naomi Watts.
Just okay.
Okay. And who else?
Do you know who Naomi Scott is?
No.
Didn't think so. Then
the ginger chick from Doctor Who.
Isn't that Amy Pond?
Yeah. I always forget because that's her character name. Isn't that her character name in Doctor Who?
I don't even watch Doctor Who. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. The girl who played Nebula.
It's Amy Pond.
Yeah, her name's actually Amy Pond.
It's Karen Gillian.
What?
Karen Gillian.
Is her name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and she's Amy Pond in Doctor Who.
Why do I know that her fucking Doctor
Who? Why do you know that?
That's I don't know, man. My mind absorbs weird things.
I was tripping out. That's how did you get that?
That's Karen Gillian.
Okay.
I've never seen Doctor Who before.
Yeah, seriously. That was the best season.
Naomi Scott was the Pink Ranger in the Power Rangers movie. Like, the new Power Rangers movie.
Pink one. That was the...
The, like, pretty one who Red Ranger wanted the frig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
She's vaguely ethnic.
Yeah, so it's the vaguely ethnic girl with the curly hair.
Yeah, vaguely ethnic girl with the curly hair.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
And you got Mina Masood is Aladdin. Never heard of him.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Pull a Slumdog Millionaire.
He's ethnic.
Probably Bollywood star.
That's offensive to assume.
He's used to singing musicals.
Yeah, but why would he be a Bollywood star? Because his name's Masood?
I don't know, but if you don't know his name and he's got enough fucking recognition to be hired by Disney, he had to do some movie somewhere.
Or he could just be a nobody. Maybe he's a stage performer.
Nah, I feel like he's...
Like Tommy Holland.
I bet you he's from Bollywood.
Sure.
And there's no way he's a Tommy Holland. Tommy Holland does too many backflips.
Tommy Holland was a stage performer, though.
Yeah, but he did backflips before.
And he
was
in some movie.
And he did backflips before.
He did do backflips. Fucking shit. The Last Jedi put out a behind-the-scenes video.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
We gotta talk about some stuff.
What was behind the scenes?
Like, okay, they have the scenes, right?
Yeah.
And like, we're it's behind like, them? That's what's going on behind.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, like, green screens and shit.
Yeah. George Lucas crying.
No, I don't think he's invited.
He's not invited to the party.
He doesn't get to watch.
J.J. Abrams only.
I don't think J.J. Abrams was there either.
Oh, who is it?
Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, now tell me about these things.
There's three things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, confirmed that Luke wasn't alone on that, like, areas he's living in.
Yeah.
There's a little colony of these things called Porgs.
Porgs?
Porgs.
All right.
And they're just, like, little, cute little puffin fuckers. They look like little puffins, like...
Yeah.
It looks like a puffin mixed with a Mogwai.
Yeah.
And
They had to figure out a way to, like, make their version of Ewoks.
Yeah, it's basically...
Yeah, it's their Ewoks.
They're going to sell so many stuffed porgs.
Yeah, stuffed porgs.
I already want a stuffed porg.
Yeah. They had to give it a name that was distinctly different enough from Ewok.
Porg.
Porg. Get your own porg.
Get your own porg here.
Porg here. So are they living on that, like, little spire with them?
Spire?
Yeah, like, it's like on that weird rock spire island.
I mean, I think there's, like, a little village nearby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he built more robots while he was there? Do you have, like, a replacement?
Did he ever build a robot?
I mean, Anakin did. So yeah. So can Luke. I mean, he repaired C-3PO and R2.
Yeah. He's got a robot. Apples and oranges. I can repair a car. I can't build a car.
Fix his robot hand once.
Yeah, but that's, like, his hand.
It's, like, part of the Skywalker gene.
His hand looks pretty shit robot in the end genes. Of Force Awakens. You see his hand?
Yeah.
It's just fucking wiry.
He's standing in the middle of the sea. It gets pretty rusty. He loses some
Yeah, it gets rusty?
Yeah. A lot of sea salt to get in your prosthetic.
They show some fight scenes, some behind the scenes fight scenes. All right, they look pretty good. Rey has a fight where she's fighting off a bunch of dudes with like a staff.
Yeah.
Why does she have a staff? You think she have a lightsaber now, right?
I think she uses. I think her staff becomes the lightsaber.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've been on that tip for time. Because her lightsaber ends, like her staff ends look like lightsabers. And it was like one of those, wasn't the staff one of the things that was like left with her or something?
Yeah, probably.
So it was like, I think she just doesn't know that that thing she's been carrying around.
Oh, you think it is a lightsaber?
I think it is a lightsaber, either that or Luke teaches her how to do the crystal thing.
Yeah, like when you become a Jedi, that's the thing, you have to like make your own lightsaber.
Yeah, so either it already is or Luke teaches her and she turns her staff into
it. I figured she just made a whole new one.
No, I think it's the same staff.
Same staff?
Same staff. She may modify it to put the shit in it.
May put in a Kyber crystal?
Yeah, because I think that would be the difference. Like, if I'm not a Jedi, then it's like a big pole arm. It would be cool. Because then it's like, you got Kylo Ren with his weird cross saber. You got her with her pole arm. And then there's even more types of lightsabers.
So many types of lightsabers.
Yeah.
I want someone to have, like, a flail lightsaber.
They have the cannon. There's whips.
Yeah.
His whips.
Whip lightsaber would be pretty good.
Yeah. Hard to explain, though.
Yeah.
Very hard to explain.
How the fuck is that working?
Does not make sense.
No.
So she fights with the staff.
What kind of lightsaber would you want? I want a flail. You know what I mean by a flail?
Yeah.
Like the ball and chain?
Morningstar, yeah.
Yeah, Morningstar.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
That'd be fucking sick.
I'd want either her, like, pole army thing or, like, a... Darth Maul.
No, Darth Maul's fucking the best.
Because then it's just multi-use. You get lazy. You can just use one side.
Yeah.
You've got a bigger grip now.
Yeah.
More reach. That's what I'm concerned about in my lightsaber. I want more reach.
You want more
my
reach?
Lightsaber.
I always want to know why no one made a lightsaber shield.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like a shield that's made of lightsaber?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
What is it? What was it? The Valerian movie where they have the little shields on their arms? What movie is that? They have little force fields on their arm that they block bullets with.
Was that in Valerian?
Something.
A City of a Thousand Planets?
Some kid's movie that I didn't see.
I mean, Valerian, like, just came out.
But technically they have, like, force body armor on already.
Yes, but I want a shield. I want to see a shield.
You want to see a shield?
My last note, it's like a big one. I want to know your thoughts. Poe has a new jacket.
Yeah.
Jacket theories?
Where did it come from?
Where'd it go?
He gave it
Where'd
to,
it come from,
gave
Cotton
it to
Eye
Buddy
Joe.
While he was in sick.
Yeah.
I think he gives it to Buddy while he's sick.
The pit. There was a whole, like, when the Last Jedi trailers came out, there was, like, all the jacket theories, because, like, he's wearing this jacket, and then, like, Poe, and then Finn's wearing the same jacket. So, like, hashtag jacket theory.
Yeah, that's how he gives him his love. Like, hey, bro, we became friends that one time, you fucked up.
So now here's my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. There's also Avengers Infinity War, but, like, I didn't see the trailer. So.
You didn't see the trailer?
Well, it's not released.
Oh, okay.
How would I have seen the trailer?
I didn't know. I was not aware. I was not aware that it was
They, like, released. Showed a trailer, and there's, like, trailer descriptions on the internet that I've read. But, like,
oh, no,
Spider-Man's wearing the new suit.
That was the Iron Spider?
The Iron Spider-looking suit. Okay. What else?
Do you think his new suit has the weird arms?
No. That's what Captain America has a beard.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson's blonde.
The surprise.
What else is going on? That's about it.
Falcon's still lame.
Falcon's hanging out.
And Paul Rudd's still out of place.
I don't know if Paul Rudd was in the trailer. Thor, they show Thor, like, getting hit by the Guardians of the Galaxy ship. Just, like, splats on the windshield.
Okay.
That's a pretty good bit.
Hey, I'm excited for that bit. I'm excited for when they first meet and they fight.
Yeah.
They tussle at first. I want to see them tussle.
I hope Thor fights a Groot. And just, like, shatters a Groot, and then Groot gets pissed, and they're just fucking...
I thought a Groot and Rocket fight the Hulk in all the cartoony ones.
Yeah, like, Groot usually fights Hulk.
Yeah.
The thing.
But it'll only be a teenager.
No, he'll be an adult by then.
He'll be a teenager.
He's a teenager at the end of Guardians.
Yeah, and then it's Infinity War after that.
Yeah, but it's been, like, a year?
Okay, so the time in between.
Yeah, so now he's a good Groot.
I think Groot will be a bad guy one day.
You think Groot will be a bad guy?
Yeah, I think they're going to use the original Groot story.
You know what? Yeah, alright.
What?
Alright.
Did you see that nerdy fan stuff, though?
No.
It's because he gets, like, more destructive and more powerful the bigger he gets and the older he gets.
So,
like, he just becomes, like, a force of nature and just destroys cities and shit because he just becomes a giant tree and wants to just make a tree planet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so you gotta stop Groot. Even though everyone loves him. Do you think Vin Diesel actually gets a special Groot script, or they're all fucking with us?
No, he definitely gets a Groot script.
I think that's so dumb.
They take it way too fucking seriously.
There's no way he gets a Groot script.
He gets a Groot script. Of, like, this is what Groot's actually saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. You gotta show the people.
Yeah, I wanna see the
At
Groot
least
script.
After the movie, show the people.
Like, cause they have the... Like, you know that scene in Guardians 2 where he's like, yeah, like, he really doesn't like hats.
Yeah.
I want Vin Diesel to say the lines.
Yeah.
Like, just redub that movie with him actually saying all the lines.
With him actually communicating.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for a break.
Time for a break, okay.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's all right with me.
We're going to have a quick little break, and then I got to talk about all the stuff that happened at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah. All right.
And we're back. So we talked about D23, also what happened, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I got a whole list of shit. Whole list of shit.
Yeah, anything on the Big Bang Theory panel?
I did not look into the Big Bang Theory panel.
No. Is Sheldon still gay?
I don't think so. Oh. In life, yes, I think so.
Okay, alright, that's good to know.
I think the actor is married.
Yes, he's married to a fine gentleman.
A fine young gentleman.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I have a list, but my first one's wasn't at San Diego Comic Con, but we'll talk about it anyway. Okay. You saw the Defenders trailer, right?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, sorry. Yawn's tired.
I wanted to ask, the only thing I wanted, it's like they didn't really show us much.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But who do you think Sigourney Weaver's character is?
She's the head of the hand.
All right. That's all I need to know.
Like, because they're separate. Like, if you do the math, what is it? Because... They showed you Nobu.
Yeah.
There's Madam, what's her name?
Madam Gao.
Madam Gao. And then there's the guy from fucking...
From Iron Fist?
From Iron Fist.
Yeah. And then, but, like, Sigourney Weaver's at the very top.
Sigourney Weaver is like one of the like five steps.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Like, there's like five fingers.
Five fingers of the hand.
Sigourney Weaver is just another one of the.
Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense.
She's like the top bitch.
Do you think Punisher will be good? Think he's gonna help out?
I think. Yeah. I wonder how he'll help out. I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Pretty fucking violent, so.
That's all I want to talk about for that.
Okay. No, I'm excited though that they brought Frank Castle into it.
So they've announced that the next DCEU movie they're gonna make is a Shazam movie.
Ooh, okay.
So, like, Aquaman is, I think, still filming. And then that comes out next year, in December, I think. And then once they're done filming Aquaman, they're going to start filming Shazam.
How did Shazam get his powers again?
Usually by a wizard.
Okay.
Typically, there's, like, he ends up in, like, a cave, and there's a wizard. And he's like, oh, you're brave, you're a good kid. Here's the powers of all the gods.
Now be Shazam.
Yeah.
And he chooses Shazam to be the word that transforms him or some bullshit.
No, he didn't choose it. It's kind of just like... Because Shazam is... It references all the gods. It's like the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules.
Yeah.
The power of Atlas. The something of Zeus.
Yeah.
Speed of Achilles. And something of Mercury.
So how does he become... How long can he be Shazam at any time?
As long as he wants.
So you think they're going to make it Spider-Man-y? Goofy?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be, like, really young. Like, usually he's, like, a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's, like, a kid, and that's supposed to be the fun, confusing part.
Yeah. So he's, like, really immature and shit.
Yeah. But he's so powerful.
Yeah.
Shazam.
The guy who they're doing to direct it, fuck. What's his name? David something. David Sandberg?
Sandberg?
David Sandberg.
Sandberg?
He does, like, a whole bunch of horror movies and shit.
Okay.
He's doing the new Annabelle movie.
Yeah.
I think he did The Room.
What if they make the whole cave thing, like, super creepy, super scary?
I hope they do.
And that's why they're hiring him.
They're going to have, like, good horror elements.
Yeah, like, get him real spooked out on the way to becoming Shazam.
Yeah. But he's real brave.
I wonder what they make his suit look like.
I hope it's just, like...
Because the suit's real goofy.
It's just red with, like, a yellow lightning bolt. And, like, a yellow cape.
I thought it was a white.
No, it's red.
It might be a white with a white bolt and a yellow cape.
Yeah, you might be right.
I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's just like, he's pretty good. I'm pretty happy. But The Rock's not going to be in it.
No Rock?
No Rock. They're going to make a Black Adam solo movie.
A what? A Black Adam solo movie?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is then.
Okay, so Black Adam is, because, okay, originally.
Oh, Black Adam. Okay, yeah, continue.
They originally, like, they cast The Rock, who's going to be Black Adam. For the Shazam movie, because he's normally Shazam's villain.
Okay.
But, like, it's The Rock, so they're going to give him his own movie.
Yeah.
There's also rumors floating around that he's going to be the villain in Man of Steel 2.
Okay.
So they could do that. But I guess we'll have to wait and see.
What does he do again? What is the Black Adam power?
He's the exact same as Shazam.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So he can just use his Black Adam and turns into a... What's his word?
I think he's always it.
He's just always in?
Yeah.
Jesus. It's terrifying.
Yeah, he was like, I think he was, like, a slave.
Okay.
And then, like, he got the powers, and then it just kind of, like, corrupted him. So he's, like, a good dude. Like, he was just, like, a slave. But then he, like killed all the people who, like, were enslaving his people.
Now, did he find the same wizard or a different wizard?
I think he found the same wizard, but, like, kind of, like, convinced him into it or something. It's always different. It's fucking comics.
Yeah.
But usually it's the same wizard.
Yeah, then I think they'll make it more of him getting his powers and shit rather than... have a big villain.
Yeah.
Like, the cave is the villain.
And then you'll have to, like, there'll be, like, oh, like, a volcano erupts or something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That'd be good.
Some shit.
The Flash movie has a name.
Yeah, what's it called?
Flashpoint.
Oh, what? Really?
Flashpoint.
They're gonna hop to that right
They're going right to Flashpoint.
I figured they would save that.
Nope. Fucking throwing it out.
So they're just gonna immediately introduce that there's alternate universes.
They're just gonna throw out alternate timelines.
Because that's all the Flashpoint thing is.
Yeah, he, like, fucks up the timeline.
Yeah, because he runs too fast.
Well, no, he runs back in time to save his mom.
Yeah.
And he saves his mom's life, and then there's, like, ripples in time, and then the world's fucked.
Yeah. And then he meets even more of them. How do they... Because in the Flash TV show, they introduced all the other whatever... What the fucking... I hate their names. Speedsters.
Yeah, the Speedsters.
I hate that shit. But, so, are they going to have the other speedsters in it by that point?
Hopefully they have, like, reverse Flash.
They'll have the reverse Flash.
But I think that's all they'd ever have.
Yeah? What's the yellow one?
That's the reverse Flash. Or there's Kid Flash.
Kid Flash. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, I guess they'll just do Reverse Flash for that, and he'd be the bad guy?
Yeah, like, well, it's usually, like, in, they did an animated movie of it, and in the animated movie, like, there's no, like, the bad guy is just circumstance, I guess?
Yeah.
So he's just trying to, because when he goes back in time and changes it, he doesn't become the Flash.
Okay.
So he's, like, just, like, he doesn't have Flash powers, so he has to get his Flash powers again, and then he has to try and run back in time to undo what he did.
Yeah.
But then, like, Reverse Flash is stopping him.
Yeah, he's just bullying him the whole way.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be the most fastest guy.
But, like, the cool, like, the reason that I think they're doing it is, like, there's so much controversy going on with, like, Ben Affleck and shit being Batman.
Yeah.
And, like, but that's an opportunity to, like, get rid of Batman and have a new Batman.
Oh, because fucking...
Change the timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. That'd be the opportunity.
Okay, and then, like, but the Flash would know, but no one else would know.
Yeah. Remember that time he looked like Ben Affleck? Shit, we
He's so much younger now. How is he?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that makes sense.
Because in Flashpoint 2, in the comic, it's,
Because Ben Affleck only has to give two more movies, right?
No, he's on a movie-by-movie basis.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, you can just leave.
Okay, then that's good.
But, So, in the, like, comic, when, like, Batman's parents get killed... It's actually Batman who... It's, like, Bruce Wayne who gets killed.
Yeah.
So his dad becomes Batman, and his mom becomes a Joker.
Okay. That I thought that was... That's the main Flashpoint?
Yeah, that's
I
what
I know that happened. I didn't know it was...
It happened in Flashpoint.
Damn. Okay. I think that would be cool then.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, like, a war between Aquaman and Wonder Woman. World's getting fucked.
I wonder how many... Like, if they split that up. There's a lot to cram in.
No, they'll just take elements from it.
I mean, I guess Doctor Strange introduced the multiple universes pretty okay.
Well, same thing with, like, Civil War, right? They made a Civil War movie that was, like, nothing like the comics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you have the essence of it.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll probably have them, like, run back in time, but, like...
Yeah, but still, it's adding a whole complicated dynamic.
Like, oh, yeah. Game,
traveling through time. And then you got Shazam now.
Well, like, did
God powers.
They did the, like, the animated movie of it, and they crammed all that shit in 90 minutes, so. Yeah,
but it's an animated movie. It's easier to suspend disbelief and
yeah.
Have to be cuts.
Yeah.
They have their films to make sense. But either way, I'm stoked on that. I think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's going to be good. I'm pretty fucking hyped for it. I wanted a Flash movie, like, for so long. Like, the Flash is my, that's my shit.
Is it going to be that same dorky kid?
Yeah, it's Ezra Miller.
Okay. I'm stoked.
Speaking of that same dorky kid, did you see the new Justice League trailer?
No.
Oh, shit.
Is he in it a lot?
He's in it a lot. He has some good lines.
Yeah, he's snippy.
That's like quippy. He's there to be snippy and quippy.
Does he just pop up, say it, and then dip?
No, they have, like, they're basically, like, going to war.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we have to, like, do battle. And he's like, yeah, like, you guys seem to, like, do battle. I just, like... push people and run away really fast.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, all on the roof talking to Commissioner Gordon, and he's, like, turns away and he turns back, and everyone's gone but the Flash.
Yeah.
He's like, they just really disappear. Like, that's pretty rude.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, runs off.
Yeah.
He's there just for comic relief.
Okay, yeah.
So it's pretty good.
He's their Spider-Man.
They had some, like, badass, more Aquaman.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Jumping on things again.
Yeah, he fucking, like, surfed a parademon down a building.
Oh, jeez.
It was pretty fucking sick.
Badass.
He's basically, like, the Hulk for...
Yeah, I think they're trying to go over the top with it so he doesn't look like a bitch at all.
Yeah. They're making, like, he's the fucking Hulk. Like.
He has to be overly badass.
Yeah.
How strong is he?
Stupid strong.
Yeah. I know that he's, like, real strong, but I didn't know that.
He's less strong and more, like, invulnerable.
Do they think that... Do they show you Atlantis in the Aquaman movie?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be cool.
Like, it's, like, set in Atlantis.
Mm. Okay, then never mind.
And, like, his wife is in Justice League, too, so there's gonna be bits of Atlantis in the movie.
Okay.
They show, Steppenwolf comes in.
Yeah.
And, like, he comes in Themyscira.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a whole Themyscira fight scene again.
Yeah.
That's gonna be sick.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Cyborg, like, plugs into the, you know that little... bat crawler thing they showed in the first trailer?
Yeah.
Shows Cyborg, like, plug into it, and then he's running it.
Oh, that's badass.
Pretty fucking sick.
Badass.
And then the end of it, so it ends on a fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It just, like, it shows, like, someone's, like, walking up to Alfred. He's like, oh, they said you would come. I just hope you're not too late. And then it ends.
It's Superman.
So it's Superman.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously Superman. But it's so cool. They mention, like, Steppenwolf saying, like, oh, there's no lanterns here. So, like, mentioning that there's green lanterns.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So many little references.
Okay.
Yeah, Alfred has a line where he's like, I remember the days when, like, our biggest concern was, like, a wind-up exploding penguin. That was, I fucking love that.
That's fantastic.
It's just, they're throwing in so many little tidbits.
Okay, that's good. That's real good. I like that then. I had a question, but I forgot it. I totally forgot it. Is Alfred a badass in it?
He hasn't done anything. He just, like, he speaks like a badass. Like, everything he says is, like, super inspirational.
Okay.
But yeah. He hasn't, like, punched anyone up.
Do you think the Justice League gets the space station in the cinematic universe?
I fucking hope so, dude.
I hope they do,
The too. Watchtower?
Yeah. They have to. It's like a signature. It's ridiculous, though.
If they build a fucking watchtower, dude.
Well, I mean, Batman could build it, and Superman could just, like, fly it up.
Yeah. Well, because that's what they did, at least in the TV series. They had, like, Green Lantern and Superman and everyone, like, working on it. In
yeah.
space.
Yeah. So do you, I,
but they also had, like, hundreds of, like, humans working there, like, running in.
I remembered the question, too.
What?
So do you think they try to revitalize the Green Lantern by focusing on the other Lantern Corps?
They've announced that in the movie, in the Green Lantern Corps movie that they're making, it's going to be Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither are Ryan Reynolds, though, obviously.
Obviously. I hope Jon Stewart's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I mean, I still just really want Idris Elba, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
I want Idris Elba in all things.
Yeah, he's too much of a G. He's not going to do Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He would need to be a
tough guy. It's going
to
be Tyrese.
No, not Tyrese Gibson. Tyrese got enough Fast and Furious paychecks.
He said that he met with them about it.
No.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
I could actually kind of see that.
Be all Django-y and be, like, badass, but, like, lighthearted.
Yeah. Because, like, Jon Stewart's just, like, an army guy. Like, he's just no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sad because Ryan Reynolds would be the perfect Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
They're going to get, like, Bradley Cooper or something.
Mm.
Oh, but he's Rocket.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, he's Rocket.
And Ryan Gosling.
I don't know. You don't know anymore because, what was it? Paul Rudd worked. So it's like you could get someone wacky like Paul Rudd.
Yeah. But Ryan Reynolds is someone wacky like Paul Rudd.
No, but not when he was Green Lantern. He was still the rom-com king.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he was the rom-com
king. He was the rom-com king.
Sexiest man
alive. Who else? Who would be a good Hal Jordan?
Charlie Day.
That would be phenomenal. He's so short.
I'd be stoked. I'd be so stoked.
That'd be pretty good. I think Ryan Gosling would actually be good, though.
Yeah, it would work.
I like Ryan Gosling
a lot. He's in, like, everything now,
though. Yeah, but that's fine.
And after you made La La Land, I'm tired of it.
I didn't even see it, so it's fine.
No, I'm tired of it.
Next trailer that came out that you probably also didn't see. New Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yeah, I did see
it. It looks so good.
I'm super excited.
So the Hulk, in the end of it, has like a full conversation with Thor. Yeah. And he's just talking.
Okay. So
they're just buds.
He's smart now.
Mark Ruffalo said that he was the Hulk for 2 years straight. Because the Hulk wouldn't let him like turn back into Bruce Banner.
Okay.
So he like had 2 years of...
Learning to
be peoples.
Okay. So that's cool. So the whole time he's just been hulked out.
This whole time
he's been gone, he's just
but
been
like
hulked out.
Mark, like they show him as Bruce Banner in the trailer, so I think like once I feel like cuz they have that Thor Hulk fight.
Yeah.
I feel like after at the end of that he becomes Bruce Banner again.
Yeah. He probably surprises the fuck out of the whatever collector, grandmaster, whatever
the grandmaster.
Yeah.
They also confirm that grandmaster is the brother of the collector.
Yeah, so they're both celestials then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah. So I think they do that, and then they surprise them, and then Thor and Hulk gotta run away.
And, well, because they run away. I feel like the first act is, like, on that planet, and then they're... Because they have to go save Asgard.
Yeah.
Because...
The demon.
Cate Blanchett. The goddess of death.
Freed the god of hell, or whatever.
Yeah, Surtur. Yeah. They don't even, like, show any of that, though, so it might just be her just fucking shit up.
No, they confirmed that.
That Surtur's a thing?
In it, yeah.
Oh.
That Surtur is in it.
That's pretty cool. Well, because that's the end game. Because, like, she's fucking stuff up, and then, like, Surtur can, like, actually... He's end game.
That's what, like, because the nerd theory I saw is, like, when you see the shots of Asgard burning,
mm-hmm.
of, like, she's not that powerful, that's because she, like, brought Surtur to Asgard, because he hates it, and then all the fire and flames and shit is him fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And then that's the part that they're not showing you. So she raises her arms.
Yeah, they gotta save that.
Big fire demon.
Save giant fire demon.
Yeah.
And then they like find Loki all chained up, and Thor's like, what the fuck? And then their buds are like shooting guns together.
Yeah.
They didn't show any Anthony Hopkins as Odin.
they find him on Earth, don't they?
Yeah, he is on Earth.
Yeah.
So, like, who knows?
He's a homeless guy?
Yeah, they show, there's, like, set photos of him just looking wearing, like, scraggly clothes.
He's probably homeless.
He's just, like, hanging out on the street.
Yeah. Got his power stripped.
Yeah.
Down to the human
so
realm.
I feel like Odin's probably gonna have to come back and, like, fuck up Surtur or something.
Oh, yeah, he has to, like, put him back into hell.
Yeah.
Because I thought Odin was, like, in charge of the realms or whatever.
Yeah.
And if he dies, then, like, all the realms fuck up.
Yeah.
And go into chaos.
Also, that's it.
That's it? So,
that's all I got for that.
So, the difference is that Marvel does Norse gods, and DC does Greek gods, and Christian gods.
Yeah, Christian gods.
I thought there was, like, a god in the Batman DC world.
A god?
I thought there was a god.
There's, like, god-gods in both. There's, like, Eternity, who's, like, God.
Yeah.
And there's always, like, the one above all and shit. There's bullshit gods.
I'm stoked for when they introduce Death and Thanos. That would be cool.
I hope they do.
Because they're going to have a way to bring him back to life.
Thanos?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't die?
I think he'll die. And then he'll meet Death and then come back to life.
And he'll come back for Infinity War Part 2?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Or after that, they'll save that. Like, he'll die at the end of Infinity War 2.
Maybe.
What's the second half of Infinity War, then, if the first half was them fighting Thanos?
Like, the movie, or, like, because there's two movies? Like
the movie and the storyline.
It's crazy to make me think, because they can't announce the title, because the title is a spoiler for this movie.
Okay.
They've said that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is it, then? It's unless it's, like, I don't even know.
Thanos probably fucks shit up before he dies. Or fucks up the time zone. Or maybe someone dies at the end.
Yeah. But then why would you title it that, you know?
Like, because it could be, like, a Return of the Jedi-esque title.
Yeah. Like Rebuilding the Avengers.
Yeah, or something like
Secret
that.
Secret Avengers.
Yeah. No, they would save Secret Avengers for later.
Yeah.
Save that. It's a whole different storyline.
West Coast Avengers.
God. The Secret Avengers is the one where Steve Rogers is in that movie theater. Do you think they do the... Because of how popular Deadpool is, do you think they do that whole... was an Ultimates. I can't remember what storyline, but where Deadpool's in the Avengers, and he's just, like, the most famous one.
I don't think they would.
You ever seen that? No? There's a whole series where it's, like, because they just sell way too much Deadpool merch, and it's everywhere, and he's just super egotistical.
Huh.
And he just stays in the Avengers because it's making him a dickload of money.
That's pretty good. Next news I got... They're making a Doctor Doom solo movie.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I'm actually, like, super stoked about that.
Yeah.
Because they always just fuck up Doctor Doom in the movies.
Yeah.
They gotta go, like, super comic accurate Doctor Doom.
Yeah, because otherwise they lump him in. Because Doctor Doom learns time travel and then trains with wizards.
Yeah, he does some shit. Like, right. he's like, the emperor of a country.
Yeah.
He has magic powers.
Yeah.
He's got, like, an alien space suit.
Yeah.
Just,
and they're all robots. He has his Doombots.
Is the Doombots.
So, like, half of them are fake. Because he gets from Reed Richards the ability to time travel. So then he just time travels and learns from, like, Merlin and wizards.
Yeah.
And then he's just, like, all powerful and terrifying. Do you think they do Battleworld?
I don't think they do Battleworld.
That'd be badass.
I think they're just going to have him, like, it's going to be, like, Black Panther, but with Doctor Doom. That's what I want.
Well, it wasn't just in Battleworld, but Doctor Doom brought Asgard to Earth. Do you think they do that?
I mean, they can't.
Why?
Because they don't have the rights to Asgard.
Oh, Doctor Doom's being done by Sony again?
It's being done by Fox.
Fox, ew. I don't know, then.
It's not Marvel doing it. It's Fox doing it. I'm
super hesitant, then.
Yeah, it's hard to trust Fox.
I don't know about that.
They fucked up a lot of Fantastic Fours.
Sony's kind of earned their chance to give it another whack. But I don't know about Fox.
Yeah.
Too many.
I need to see what happens with Sony with this, like, Silver Sable Black Cat movie. And then what they do with fucking Venom. I feel like Venom has potential to be good. Yeah. But I really don't understand this Silver Sable Black Cat movie.
Just to give it a whack. To hop on the money train.
And it's like, they got, like, two ladies. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of two ladies, Michelle Pfeiffer's been cast as the Wasp in the Ant-Man and the Wasp sequel.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. Was it her and Ant-Man?
It was no one.
Who was it?
Like, there's the daughter.
Who was the daughter?
I forget her name.
She was the Wasp by the end of the movie.
Yeah, but it's gonna flash back to the original Wasp.
Oh.
And the original Wasp is Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, with Pym.
Then who plays the young version of that guy?
Michael Douglas.
Well, Michael Douglas plays young version of himself.
He did it in the last one.
Yeah, he played old version of himself.
But he also played young, but he, like, CGI'd his face.
Oh, yeah, the CGI. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So then that it just gets confusing, because then they introduce all the Hank Pym shit.
And they have Lawrence Fishburne as some doctor. He's Giant Man.
Giant Man?
Giant Man.
Giant Man's ridiculous.
Fucking Lawrence Fishburne. You got Michelle Pfeiffer. It's going to be a good flick.
I think it would be good. I would like it.
I really like the, like, Infinity Wars going down and all this crazy shit. And they're doing Black Panther. It's like, yeah, and an Ant-Man sequel.
Yeah. Fuck it. Just throw it in there. Some people like Ant-Man.
I love Ant-Man. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, and they had a good tone, too.
I hope Michael Pena's back.
I'm stoked on Black Panther. And yeah. Michael Pena, he's his assistant criminal. In it.
Yeah. He's the guy who just, like, would tell all the stories.
Yeah, they'll give him a cameo somewhere.
I hope if Michael Pena's not in it, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, no, because half the fun was him and Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy who got killed in House of Cards is the villain. Did an okay job.
Yeah, it was alright. He's kind of a weak villain.
He's meant to play a politician, not a comic book villain.
Yeah, and it was just like, yeah, we'll make a villain who's exactly like the hero again. And then he'll get hit by a model train.
In House of Cards, he was an addict.
No one cares about House of Cards.
He did a good job in that.
I'm sure he did.
Frank murdered him. Spoilers.
Do you have any final thoughts about all these movies I talked about?
I want to see Black Panther.
Yeah, I have no Black Panther news. Put out, like, some new posters and stuff.
Costumes look dope.
They did nothing.
Looks so
nothing
super big. Fresh, because they already know people are going to go.
Yeah.
That's why.
Black Panther's going to be huge.
I think it's good. I think it's genuine. It doesn't look hokey. I think it would be fun.
I'm happy they have Ryan Coogler doing it, too. That was a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, like giving it an all African-American cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know how I feel about Jeffrey B. Jordan, but we'll
Michael
see.
Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan, sorry. Michael B. Jordan. Maybe.
I like his haircut in it.
Yeah, like, he might be good. I've never seen him play a bad guy. So.
I do like Michael B. Jordan, though.
Yeah.
He's good and stuff.
I guess he could play the same character that he played in that Rocky one.
Creed?
Yeah.
Also directed by Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He wants power because his family was exiled. So he's going to be the complex, sad villain.
Yeah. He's Killmonger, right? Yeah, he's Killmonger.
He's Killmonger. I don't want Black Panther dead, but then he'll struggle because he wants what's best for his people.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking sick.
I'm excited.
I really like that they got Martin Freeman back in it. They got Andy Serkis.
I want to see how his sister's tiger guns work.
I just want Andy Serkis to have his, like, vibranium gun hand.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all I want.
Hmm. Yeah,
it, like, shoots, like, vibranium sonic waves.
Yeah, they'll probably have it.
It's so fucking
Or maybe
sick.
That's what they gave his sister with the...
No, I want it on Andy Serkis. I want it on Andy Serkis.
Pa, 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 pa. Okay, I want to know if her claw things can do anything else. Like, the Power Rangers talking staff. That's what I kind of imagined it as.
Is there any other movies coming out that I didn't talk about? Deadpool 2 is coming out. That's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I want to see what type of X-Men they use. That's always my...
Like, yeah, who they throw in.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, Colossus.
They'll have Colossus again. But, yeah, I want to see who they use.
Yeah.
It'll be a hard follow-up.
You know what? I was, like, thinking about Deadpool the other day, and it really bothers me. That whole thing where he's, like, trying to find Francis.
Yeah.
And I don't like that bit.
Why?
Because it's, like, nobody else knows his name but you.
Yeah, but he's a dumbass.
It just bothers me.
He's self-concerned, and it's the fourth wall break, and he just assumes that since he's aware of everything. Like, everyone else must be aware of his story.
It bothered me.
Yeah.
I rewatched Batman versus Superman the other day.
Yeah.
It's alright.
It was alright.
It's alright. There's a lot of dumb shit in that movie.
I rewatched Deadpool like 2 months ago, and it was like, yeah. It was good, but I see why it was like trendy, and then it just got boring.
Well, that's like my problem with like comic book movies that are just like funny. Yeah. Like, they're not as rewatchable, because like, it's all shock value.
Yeah.
So like, once you've seen it, like, they're fun to watch, but they're not as rewatchable.
It was just Ryan being goofy.
Yeah, so it's a great movie, and hopefully the next one's good.
Yeah, I agree. What's good here?
I think we're done.
We're done?
Yeah. If you want to follow us on social media and everything, we're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Things That Are News. Wait, we're on Twitter at Things News.
Yeah.
I always fuck that up.
That's okay.
I can never log into the Twitter.
It'll still pop up if you type Things That Are News at the top.
It doesn't work. Anyway. We're Facebook, Twitter, everything. You can email us your questions, your thoughts on what do you think the best movie's going to be this year. It's probably Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us who you want to see in Flashpoint.
Yeah, who do you think should be Hal Jordan? Yeah. Email us thingsthatarenews@gmail.com or hit us up on any of those social media platforms.
I vote Elijah Wood.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the show, rate us and give us 5 stars on iTunes. Helps the show.
10 stars.
Tell your friends that the show's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And help us be the best podcast never heard. Tune in next week when we'll talk about a different thing.
Send us your free beer. You'll find